It used to be a family-owned company. We do industrial actuators, air cylinders, a little bit of hydraulic, and a lot of custom stuff. So that's what my team deals with, all the custom stuff over
here. Yeah, you said you were in engineering, and my brother was an engineer at an automation company, and I used to work at an automation company myself, and that used a lot of compact air stuff.
From Savannah that after we moved up here, we were in Fountain Inn then, they also moved up here, and he worked for an automation company, and it was a little machine builder. They were over there off of, over by the hospital in West Greenville. When he found out I was going to work for Compact Air, he was like, oh man, they make the best cylinders in the business. So I kind of knew I was on to something then over there.
Good cylinders for sure. Yeah, I worked at Advanced Automation for a while, and now my brother works at Calvary Automation in Greenville. My brother-in-law, I don't remember the name of the automation company he works at. It was Advanced, and then it got bought out, and now it's over in Liberty, and it's some other name.
Advance is not who he were. You know a guy named Ron Owen?
Familiar, but I've been away from there like over 20 years now.
About the right time. Was Advance owned by like two brothers, older gentlemen?
Private company. And it was over there off of Haywood Road.
N4ZLK.
Same place then. Yeah, this one was, like I said, it was over there off of, like, around Academy Street over in that area. N4ZLK, go ahead.
And TFW, funny you said Calvary Automation. I just backing into a dock right next door. I saw the sign as you were saying it, and I just had to say that. Thought it was funny. Anyway, you guys carry on. Enjoyed listening. I'm going in to make this pickup. N4ZLK.
Yeah, my brother works over there. Hey, I have just pulled up in the driveway, so I certainly appreciate the QSO and that. And you guys have a good day and look forward to catching you another time. KN4TFW.
Yeah, good talking to you, Ken. Good to meet you. Probably catch you around here from time to time, like today. But yeah, always interesting when you come across somebody that's familiar with kind of an obscure industry, not out front with any stuff. So yeah, kind of neat when you run across that. Anyway, y'all have a good evening. Enjoy your chili cheeseburgers. I know I would. We'll catch you later. KN4CHY, clear and listen.
CEF Mobile.
4CEF, KS4CHY, I believe you were the other team, is that correct?
In there, I heard most of what you said, but I missed the end of
it. After that, I've been having some problems on this end, so it may be mine.
Now diesel trucks, that don't help a whole lot either.
I think that was Stacy telling me I'm good, yeah, I think, was I correct, and this is the other Keith, KO4CEF?
Oh, and it's in KO4CEF.
N4OVQ down in Anderson.
Well, on a beautiful Thursday
station, I thought it'd be easier to remember if you were Keith also, but apparently not. How you doing, Stacy? N4OVQ, KO4CEF.
Good. I've just been sitting around today. I hadn't really left house today, sitting around listening to ham radio, and and surprised to hear you come in there. So I look up at the clock. I said, "Well, it's almost 5 o'clock. Maybe you left early." Oh.
Yeah, give it up about lunchtime, and got my second booster yesterday and wasn't feeling too good this morning, so I finished up with some stuff I had to do and took a bit of a nap, and then this is finishing up the work day. Over.
You know, I hadn't checked in to get my other booster. I'm still thinking about it, but anyway, look here, y'all go ahead and I'll holler at you later. I'll be on or be on DMR. I got it charging right now, but good to hear you. I'll talk with you, and the other gentleman didn't mean to break it up, but have a good evening. InfoWorldVQ, I'll be clearing this.
I don't stay in chat.
Good, it's all good. Just trying to catch a little news and let my cat out for a little while. I'd jump up and run and check on her. But, oh, by the way, I forgot to say, I'm a crossband repeat. I always forget that, but I'm on my HT and because I'm running about outside, back and forth, and that way I can keep up.
I'd have never known it. I mean, it sounds fantastic. I mean, you're full quieting into the repeater. So from your HT to the crossband repeat radio into the repeater, it's doing really good.
Need to work on that. I've got APRS running on it, but I haven't done the crossband repeat thing yet.
Y'all kind of double, but I got both of it. I don't know, it seems to work pretty good for me. I've been on it all day. It's been sitting here, so, and I may have to put it on charge here in a little while, but yet I got my DMR charging up. So, I'm on that Carasun on that one, Keith, as you know. So, I hadn't used it in so long. I forget how to get to an open spot, but I finally figured it out. But I'm just trying to catch a little bit of news, see what's going on. Over.
I use it on DMR most times.
Stacy and I usually pile up on SD Upstate 31457, I believe it is.
I'm programmed in or not? I have to check. I know I got the North Carolina, South Carolina. I know I got an Upstate, but I don't remember if it was a TGIF or not.
KO4,
WWZ, Nuzzle. In Chandler, Stacy and I used to use SC Upstate as pretty much our own private talk crew because you hardly ever hear anything on it. Every now and then, KK4FU out of, I think he's in Sumter, down in the Columbia area, he'd hear us every now and then and jump in there, but it was pretty much a private talk group for us two of
them. That way, unfortunately. Go ahead, Chandler.
KR4, DOS, KR4, WWC. It's kind of nice to hear you this early in the evening.
KR4CHY, I don't believe Gary's been on yet. I've not heard him. We've been chattering away here for a little while, and I've not heard Gary around.
Oh, my apologies. I thought you were Gary. Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, feel free to jump in if you can get in edgewise. Go ahead, Stacy.
It's been kicking around the house a little bit this morning, and, folding clothes and doing the house duties, and I decided I wouldn't get out today. But everything good here. Same old thing, ain't much change. Just doing the Monday, Tuesday thing at work and taking it easy the rest of the time. Over.
Afternoon to the other station and to you, to in for CHY.
Good afternoon, evening, Chandler. Yeah, and I believe it was KO4CF, Andrew.
Going right.
The one is N4OBQ. That's Stacy. He's down in Anderson. I've known Stacy for several years. I had gotten into DMR, and he bought a used one at the time, and getting the programming going is how we hooked up, over.
That sounds really nice.
Ever gave me to, and I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed our times. Hope we can get together and do some more like we did last year, over.
That, yeah. Seems like the MFest circuits are coming back slowly, so we'll definitely I'd like to go up to Waynesville again, and of course the big one down in Lawrenceville.
Those two seem to be my favorites. Even though I like Shelby, it just, bang, it's so hot, you know. But periodically, I guess I'll go there too. But yeah, the Waynesville trip, man, I just had a ball last time we went. It was real enjoyable. And old Rick up there, he's a nice guy. But, yeah, I hope we can get together and do that. I might have to start looking them up. I want to go to the Greenville-Spartanburg whenever that takes place. I'm not sure about it, over.
You see, this is KO4WWZ, my name is Chandler. It's nice to meet you.
I think I talked to you earlier in 4OVQ.
Yeah, I think we did, N4OVQ, I'm going to have to write that down when I get home and put you in my notebook. How you doing?
Doing good. Just kind of taking it easy today. Just living life the best that I can. Over.
Copy that. Did you get those clothes folded?
Yeah, I sure did. And, now, the other thing I gotta do, I wash the bed clothes too, so now I gotta make the bed up, over.
Copy that. I hope that goes well. I know sometimes making a bed with sheets that have no corners is not easy.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. That's one of my pet peeves. I hate doing that. I hate it. I have to walk back and forth. Got nobody to help me, so there you go, over.
Copy that. KN4CHY, carry on for a few minutes. I'll jump back in a little bit.
For CHY, I'll send it over to KO4CES, you still
bobbling
around, Andrew?
Here, I just pulled into the drive-thru, so I might step off to the side for a little bit. I'll be back on in a few minutes, KO4CES, and I'll be clear.
Sir, I don't know when Greenville Parkburg is, but I know I heard Andy ask him about it, and they're still not sure what they're going to do, it sounded like. But yeah, have to listen to that, because I actually like that one too, but, you know, not here to drive, of course, and it was still pretty decent, over.
Now, Greenville Spartanburg Airport or something different?
I have seen Bill there. I didn't talk to Bill lately. I know he got a new phone number and stuff, and we kind of got that straightened out, but I don't think I've actually talked to him on the telephone, but anyway, I just periodically do this, you know, and most time I generally let you know if you want to get on the radio, we'll talk, and I hadn't talked to KK4FU, I hadn't talked to him in a while, so, you know, I'm just doing the same old thing. You know, I bought that safe, and I had my two shelves cut out and got them covered and all that kind of stuff. Over.
All right, Chandler, you doubled a little bit with him there at the beginning, but I did hear you. You know, we were talking about the Greenville Spartanburg Hamfest. That's Stacy and I usually get together and go to the regional Hamfest, and that's one of the smaller ones, but I think one of the better smaller ones.
Yeah, I've heard that Hamfest are pretty cool events and that I could possibly get a really good deal on some equipment.
You gotta know what you're looking for, I guess, I should say. But yeah, and if you get to them when they're getting ready to pack up, you can probably get it even cheaper. If the price is a little high, you might be able to get them down a little bit more. But yeah, we usually go to, last year was my first time up to Waynesville. Stacy liked that one a lot. So we went up there and went to that one, and it was really nice. But the main one that him and I won't miss is Stone Mountain down in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Copy on that. What's your favorite radio that you own so far?
I want your money, little boy.
You.
Hey, don't respond. Do not respond.
I don't know. I really like this Kenwood that I got now. It's an older model Kenwood, but and I know Stacy was had a Kenwood. I forget what the model of yours is, Stacy. I always like the looks of that radio, and it works really good. It has some nice features to it, so that's kind of why I bought this one when Dave had it available on the swap net over here.
That sounds good. I know Kenwoods are good radios. I've heard a lot of good things about the TYT radios and then the Yazoo radios. And then there's the Icom 706 Mark II that I really like so far. I've only transmitted on one occasion, but I really enjoy it.
Icom 7300. That's my main HF radio. Stacy's got had a rack full of radios. I don't know if he's gotten rid of any of them lately, but and as far as TYTs, they're either that or the Anycone is the way to go if you want to do DMR. Both Stacy and I have TYT radios, but we got those before the Anycones come out. Go ahead, Stacy, N4OVQ, KN4CHY.
N4CHY, N4OVQ. Yeah, Chandler, as far as HF radios, I started out with Yazoo, and I got Kenwood up by Nanny, and the Yazoo FT2000. But I've ended up with the Icom 7300, which that's all radio you need. For the money, I don't think you can beat it. I know what I gave for the other radios, but the Kenwood 590, that's a straight-up radio right there. And I've got a lot of awards from that radio. But the 7300, oh yeah, I don't think you can beat it for the money. Oh.
See on that, I'm not familiar with all of the radios yet. I like Motorola. I seem to really, really like Yazoo, because I have a Yazoo ST1818 monoband tuner. As my part of my day station, and it gets out pretty good. Has a good receive on it. A lot of good things about it.
I'm gonna back you up.
I've got a Yazoo 857D that I bought from Stacy, and that's gonna eventually be my on the road. Portable, because it's HF and 2 meter 440, so it's kind of an all-around, all-in-one unit. Over.
It's 857D. I'm guessing that's the one that come out just before the 991A, right?
before the 991. I think they had the, I think they came out with a 897. And then the 991, I believe that's the Z. I tell you, ham radio model numbers don't mean much to me until you see the new one come out. So they don't really relate to much. So kind of hard to place where those were. And me being, you know, somewhat new into the hobby, I've been in it for about 5 years now, I guess. Wow.
Babe, I'm just about ready to start charging batteries for the DJI, and now I see it's going to be cold the weekend, so I think I might hold off, folks. I'm going to take
the... Yeah, it was really windy today, so definitely not time to put a drone in the air, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm gonna be doing yard work as normal this time of the year. Over.
Well, I'm gonna try to get back into it a little bit, you know, and take a flight or two. But I want that warm weather, and I don't want no wind blowing. I like to catch it either early in the morning, or late in the evening. Way the wind is right now, no, I wouldn't do that, no. So I said, well, ain't no need to charge them up if I can't take them out in the next week. They're going to start going down, you know, on the battery power. So I'm just going to kind of hold off, folks.
I'm wanting to get another plane up in the air, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I need to get my... I've got one that I can... had issues, but I can... If I get my 3D printer back up and running, I can get those issues fixed and get it in the air. It's a little small one, so it'd be pretty good for over here. Over.
Did you say a plane?
Under that, I got a little flying wing, but it's the thrust angle on it kind of messed up for some reason. I guess it's when they made the bone piece, something was off or something. So 3D print me another motor mount to put in it. But I went to print some stuff. I forget now what it was I was going to print. I had printed some stuff for Wendy for some quilt templates. Went to print something else that I really needed at the time, and the bed heater died on me, so I gotta either figure that out or get me another printer. Okay.
Well, that'd be interesting to see the plane. I ain't ever really actually knew anybody who'd done that, but that'd be interesting. But anyway, are you at home? Are you mobile, Keith, or what?
I'm sitting here at home on this. I bought a Kenwood D700A from an estate. They had it on the swap net here on 610, and I bought it and went over and met Dave and Greer and picked it up, brought it home and put it in service.
Dave, he's a nice fella. You know, I talked to him at the Waynesville Ham Fest. I guess maybe you didn't know him then. I think you've met him since then, and a good deal. That station, go ahead, in 4OVQ.
This is Chandler. Just wanting to stay on frequency and talk to y'all for a while. For CFW, can you give me a text on the landline?
We're seeing you talking to him, but I didn't know who he was at the time. And talked to him quite a bit here on 610, and then I finally got to go over there and meet him to pick up this radio. And they had relay packaged several things out across the upstate. Told him I'd just meet him over there because it gets me over close to the Lost Cajuns, that restaurant on Pelham Road. So I could go over there and pick up the radio, and Wendy and I stopped by and had a nice Cajun meal and come on back to the house, over.
Paying for TFW, just KF4WWZ. I need to talk to you just for a second. My bad, it's ADK N4CEY. I can't remember. Gosh, I'm sorry. Whoever I was talking to, can you come back to me? I'm sorry.
WWZ, KN4CHY,
Keith on the channel. Yeah, can you give me a call or a text on the landline?
On the radio. That's all you gotta do, brother. Ain't no big deal. Just come on.
Number, so, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Give it to you if you want.
Well, we'll get together, we'll figure it out, whatever, and, if you're gonna be around now, maybe we can get on DMR and, I think it was Andrew. It'd be nice to get on there too. So I don't know if he's still in there or not, but anyway, N4OBQ.
I think I doubled with you, Stacy. I was telling Chandler not want to do it on email. If you email when you get to the house, check me on QRZ. I'm good there. You just email me over.
Copy that. This is KO4WWZ for ID for KN4CEY and N4IQ, I believe.
That's N4OVQ, Stacy and Anderson, and KN4CHY, Keith and Cinnamon.
Copy. I'm probably gonna get that wrong more times than not. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm gonna send you this email just when you get it. Check it and then give me a call. I'm gonna be on frequency KF4WWZ on the side.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for it. And don't sweat the call signs. I don't have a great memory, so takes me a while to learn them too. Anyway, back over to you, Stacy, N4OVQ, KN4CHY.
Hey, Chandler. Good talk to you again, brother. And maybe we'll hook up a little bit later. Have a good evening. Yeah, don't worry about the call signs. I'm not good at them, neither. I know Keith. But I can't keep up with nothing else. But anyway, Keith, everything good here. I just, I've had my room tore all apart hunting some papers and stuff like that. You might have seen it on Facebook. I don't know. Then I end up deleting it when you create them stories. I'm like, what a mess I'm in. I went through all my stuff in there. I pulled out stuff hunting two papers. I can't find neither one of them, and they were on some weapons. And I don't know what I did with them. But anyway, that's about all it's been with me, over.
Since that, that really sucks. Not been doing much around here, the normal working thing. Started, the last weekend that it was decent weather. Started on the yard work, got the front cut, and started raining, and then got a break this last weekend, and started on the back, hadn't finished it yet, started raining, so that's gonna be my story for here for a while, is working in yard work.
seemed like there's a lot of static on the repeater today. I don't know. Seemed like it changed, but it seemed like me every time the wind blows, they static. So, but anyway, you were clear to start with, and now static again, and I may be off it, but I'm just sitting here just kind of catching a little bit of news off and on. Other than that, just being fat and sassy and sleeping, over.
Heard that, and Dave just mentioned that the, I think he said the coax is a well secured at the repeater site, and that it does blow in the wind, static charge builds up. Static again, so it gets running for a little while, and then, but yeah, and he did mention the wind too, so that might be what's going on with all the wind we've been having.
KN4CHY, KO4WWZ, email us and sent.
Yep, I copied the first part of that, Chandler. What was your message over?
Now has been sent to kn4chy@gmail.com. You'll see my phone number there.
Yep, I'll check it here in just a second. And 4OVQ, back to you.
Sitting here listening, just thinking, and I'm trying to figure out what to do next to end up my evening. Talked to my next door neighbor a while ago, the lady behind me, her and her daughter, and just been hanging around the house, and ain't a whole lot going on today, over.
After that, like I said, it was kind of part-time today. Gotta go back in tomorrow. Well, not go back in, but go to work tomorrow, so. And then it's the weekend, so almost a short week.
Well, have you and Dave talked about drones any?
Involved in a few of them. It seems like he's doing more airplane stuff now, more fixed wing stuff than multi-rotors. But yeah, I have talked to him a little bit about it.
I've watched a video or two of his on YouTube of, I don't know exactly what drone it was. It's way bigger than what I got or we got, but he seemed to do a good job with it. But I may have talked to him one time since I seen him last year at the Ham Fest. I may have checked in on one of his nets, I think, over.
I've not heard of it for 20 calls. I have heard you a couple of times. I got with you once, and the first time I'd heard you, I tried to get with you after the rag shoe, and you was already gone. Over. Oh, Sam, if I check in on that, I just turned up and up checking, and I turned it back down. Do you know, whatever I'm doing, but anyway, I'm gonna get out of here and
I'm gonna go out back and see where she's at. I might tell her Keith's coming down. She'll run in there and get in that chair, and I won't have to worry about it. But, hey, good to hear you. I'll try to holler at you. I'm just waiting for the radio to charge up and get on DMR, but I'll try to get with you. Have a good one, Keith. KM4CHY and 4OVQ.
Yep, good hearing you too, and I think I just charged my battery, so I'll drag one of them out here and have it on the monitor. Hadn't been using them much since I got this one, but don't know why, just had. Anyway, I'll listen out for you, and Chandler, if you're still in earshot, I'll give you a call here in just a minute. N4OVQ, KN4CHY. Have a good evening. Talk at you later. I'll be clear. Listen.
You know, I'll just holler at you on can holler at you on 3100 just to get you to go over. I'll just go on SC Upstate and holler at you there, over.
Hit me on SC Upstate. I should hear you there.
K465 and 4OBQ. I'll be clear.
CHY clear.
K4WWC listening.
WWZ, KN4CHY.
Hello, Keith, how you doing?
Don't talk to him, he's mine, El Bowie.
Hanging in there. We, looking at trying to ruffle up some dinner here before long. I'm getting a little hungry. I didn't have much for lunch today.
K04WWC for ID with KN4CHY. Hey, that sounds good. What's going to happen, sir?
4CHY syncing up with the repeater. So are you still mobiling or are you at the house now?
I'm still mobiling. I chose to do a little bit of enjoyment driving, if you know what I mean.
I hear you there. Yeah, I don't do as much of that as I should anymore. Since I've been working from home, I have to make sure I start the car every now and then to keep from killing another battery over.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Speaking of killing car batteries, I was up here in my car last week before I got my base station set up, and I didn't think to turn on my car when I was doing all that talking, and I ended up killing my car battery just by talking on the ham radio.
I heard you mention one time that you needed to get off before you killed the battery. I guess if you are talking a lot, that's pulling a lot of amperage out of the battery. I just hadn't really thought of that. I don't have a proper mobile unit now. I used to have just a mag mount on the car, and I'd take one of my PYTs and connect it up to the mag mount to get out a little further on 5 watts. But we got a new truck. Well, it's not new anymore, but we've had it a couple of years. I'm a little reluctant to punch holes in the roof and that kind of thing, so I hadn't done anything with that. Besides, that's the wife's primary vehicle, so I don't know how she'd take to me mounting a radio in it.
Hey, now, if you don't have a proper mobile unit, I have a Motorola GM300 tuner radio that's been programmed for the ham bands, and it has this repeater on it if you'd like to borrow it for a little while.
That's all right. Probably if I do mount one, I've got an old beater car that I use for back and forth to work. I've thought about mounting it in there, but, you know, again, I don't go much anywhere anymore, so it'd kind of be a waste to have it out there. But if I do mount one in one of the vehicles, it'll probably be this one, or either a newer model of this one. I'd like to have one in the truck, but, again, that's primarily the one that the wife uses all the time, so it wouldn't get a lot of use either.
Maybe I took your mama, little boy.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I'm just curious. What radio do you have in the car right now?
Anything in the mobile in right now.
I ended up taking the mag mount off the old beater car because I just wasn't hardly using it anymore, so I just took it off and threw it in the trunk for now. So, yeah, I'm not moving around much anymore, so I'm just sitting here at the house with the, this is a Kenwood D700A I bought from the swap net. I think it was from AK's estate, I believe.
You know, speaking of AK, I bought that power supply for my base station, so we both have a little something from AK. Although I didn't know it, just, you know, I know it coming from him.
I came over to this repeater shortly before he passed, so I didn't get a chance to know him either. And, but yeah, it wasn't too bad at all to be able to you know, buy this radio and know that it was going to help his wife out after he was gone. Over.
After that, yeah, I was happy to be able to help too. I hope his wife benefits well from that money.
Roger that. I'll have to get Stacy or somebody in contact with my wife if anything ever happens to me, because she ain't gonna know what to do with it. So I think that's kind of the norm with silent keys, unless we've got a few on the net that their wives are amateur operators too. But they're kind of few and far between. I've tried to get mine to do it just so we could stay in touch on 2 meter, you know, locally, and she just don't have much interest in it. Over.
You know, it would be nice if everyone, you know, is like Chad and his wife. Heck, I've heard people on their stators, the whole family has their ham license.
Roger that. Yeah, we're just 2-person household here now, so it's just, she's the only one that ain't licensed out of the house, so we're batting about 500. And, yeah, she's kind of mic shy. She used to be a waitress, and when she worked at Shoney's, you know, they used to have the microphones. They'd call the order back to the kitchen, and she couldn't hardly do it. So, yeah, I don't imagine I'll ever talk her into ham radio.
I can't say I blame her.
Yeah, I guess that's all right, because that way I ain't got to buy I buy one, I just get away with buying one. Haven't been doing much since I think I've got about everything I need. I might end up with another mobile radio eventually, but for now, I think I'm good with the 7300 and this one and the 857. And you was talking about that other radio. I do have a DMR mobile radio that I can put in something if I need to.
Good. That's really good. So, I hear the DMR is way different than analog. Can you explain to me in what ways?
So, the programming is pretty much of a bear. And I know you say you like Motorola radios. Pretty much the XPR7550E is a DMR radio. Well, Motorola does their own proprietary thing they call Moto Turbo, but it is based off of the European DMR standard. Over.
I copy on that. How did you know I like the XPR7550E?
Well, I've heard you talk about Motorola radios, and I don't know of anybody that don't like an XPR7550E.
Yeah, I got you on that. They're so expensive. I'm really, really just, I'm just, I'm ready to provide, but I don't know if I want to do that. Just to get the
KO4WWZ, KN4CHY. Yeah, and I had looked for a 3550 years, and they were still expensive, and what basically turned me away from it was the software. Because the way Motorola does their... kind of expensive, but you can get them used, but the software, they charge for a licensing fee for the software and additional features. Over.
Copy. Yeah, I saw some on eBay for like $365, and it was like two of them for that price, so that seems like a pretty decent deal for two, you know, $800 to $1,000 radios.
That really is a good price. I hadn't looked for them in a while. When I was looking at used ones, they were still going for $600 and $800, and I think a new one was around
turn it on, and then when you press the TTT switch, I love the chirp on those.
I like them because they are built like tanks. Yeah, they're really rugged radios, but I'm kind of a do-it-yourselfer, so when I got into DMR, I went with one of the TYTs because you can program it yourself. You know, you just download the software and go at it. You don't have to pay them nothing for it other than the radio itself, folks.
Yeah, I copy. Sounds like a get ready.
Probably the next one I'll get is one of the new newer Anytones, A78. It's like UV3+ or whatever. I believe that's what KI4DQY, Daniel, I believe that's what he said he's running. It's got Bluetooth built in, so you can use a Bluetooth headset. It's got a little Bluetooth push talk button.
I sent you.
Negative, I don't believe so.
Hang on. So I hadn't seen it yet. I forgot I was in the process. Should be getting to you now.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the one, that was Stacy showing me some radios he got from his old work that we're interested in getting them going over.
I talked to you on that. Do I need to go, or are you still good to talk for a little bit?
Yeah, I got a few more minutes. We're about to get ready to eat here, so I'll be going shortly, but I'd still hang out for a little while.
All right, I'm going to start heading back toward the house, and when I get there, I'm going to be off this radio, and then I'm going to go in and quickly get on my base station. Over.
Roger that. Well, be careful out there. We'll listen out for you after dinner. See if we can get back to you.
Yeah, that should be fine. Just make sure you check that text and be sure that you know what I sent you and why.
Sir, yeah, I'll be looking out for it. No, I haven't got it yet. It's any minute now, I guess.
Just when you get it, make sure you take a good listen and a good watch it real well. I had Chad to contact him so by chance.
I believe I know I've talked to Chad before, so yeah, I do have Chad's contact info also.
Tell you what I want you to send him. On the landline, via text.
Hear that. I'll be on the lookout for it. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY.
Now, and hope to talk to you later today.
Sir, yep, that's good timing. The wife just asked me if ready, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's ready. So, have a good evening, and we'll catch you a little later, and I'll be watching out for your text. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening, 73.
I got several of those radios, and I even got one Motorola that I used to use, and got all the chargers. I don't know how many of them work. I know some of them are turned on right now, and that's been, Lord, that's been a half a year or more, and they still turn on. So it's a tech radio, T-E-K-K, but I'll try to get some numbers and stuff for you to look it up and maybe see what we can do with them, Mo.
Do you have the XP on a 7550E?